It's no secret that the technology industry has a long way to go when it comes to diversity. For years, leaders have argued the tech industry's problem with race is a pipeline issue. If more people of color study tech, the field would be more diverse. But critics say that explanation misses a key part of the picture, because even when people of color do make it into tech, workplace discrimination often drives them out of the industry. And for more on this, we're joined by Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent at Axios, who's been reporting on this. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tanya. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so you've been looking into this in depth for Axios. How widespread is workplace discrimination across tech?
It's pretty pervasive. I think, you know, we've seen that what we thought might have been isolated incidents really are common, or at least typical, for a lot of the women and people of color. And in this series, we look particularly at racial diversity throughout tech. Smaller companies, big companies, some of the companies whose names are really well known and who talk highly of their commitment to diversity.
Well, people listening might be thinking this isn't just a tech issue. Discrimination and workplace harassment exists in every field. Is there something different or exceptional about the harassment people of color face within tech?
Well, the harassment is probably in many ways similar, although, you know, the tech companies are pretty sophisticated, and so some of the discrimination and harassment is itself sophisticated. I think what really makes the tech industry unique is the impact this has on the products we use every day. And in our stories, we tried to draw a through line between the people coming into the field, the experiences they have in the field, and the very life-changing products that are coming out of these companies. So one of the things that I say is, look, this would be disturbing if it was just one of the fastest growing industries with the highest paying jobs, which the tech industry is, and the products were of no import. But the products here are literally changing our lives, and the racial implications are huge when you look at the way that some of this technology surveils people. Sorry, you were going to say?
Yeah, I'd like for you to get a little more deeper into that, the wider implications of the tech industry's problem with racial equity. It's besides the lack of diversity within the office, so to speak. This impacts what we use from day to day, and that is impacted by the points of view and the people behind those products.
Right. I mean, when you think about, you know, whether it's new cameras that Amazon is putting out that go on the door that are then being encouraged people to link to the police, to algorithms that are deciding who gets parole, who gets a loan, who gets into what college, to, you know, some of the artificial intelligence, but even some of the, you know, basic things like, you know, does your camera do a good job of taking pictures of people in all skin tones? All of those things require that there be the right people in the room, which we know, but also that they be free to speak. And you have employees who are feeling harassed, who are feeling discrimination, even if they're in the room, which oftentimes they aren't, they may be less willing, less able, less successful at speaking up.
You've taken a look at how tech companies respond when employees of color speak up about the harassment that they've experienced. What did you find?
You know, I mean, this to me is one of the most disturbing pieces, and we've seen this a bunch over the last year or two, where you have employees that are speaking up about the racial inequities that they're seeing in the company or in their research or in their products. And it is the individual workers of color and their supporters who are then targeted and gaslit by the very companies that employ them. And that obviously bodes poorly both for the diversity long-term inside the companies. You're not going to keep talented people of color if you treat them that way, but also the implications on the product. Again, if the right people are either not in the room or don't feel safe speaking up or don't feel heard even when they do speak up.
This issue we've been talking about for quite some time, but specifically in the past year, many companies have faced internal racial reckonings from employees who have spoken out about this. Why haven't we seen a similar reckoning within tech?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, we certainly have all the evidence we need. I mean, if you look at what happened with Dr. Timnit Gebru at Google, who was pushed out after, you know, aggressively publishing AI research that raised important red flags. You know, I think the tech companies have gotten away with saying, you know, this is somebody else's problem. We're putting a lot of money into it. And they are, you know, a lot of companies are spending a lot of money, and we track some of that. But, you know, one of the things we talk about is if you increase the number of talented people coming into the field two or three times what it is today, but don't change the working conditions, you still have the same problem. So we need to not only look at how much money the companies are spending, but listen to the employees of color on the experiences they're having and understand that their experiences aren't matching up with the words that these companies are putting forth.
That's Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent at Axios. We don't have enough time. There's still more questions to ask you, but we'll talk about it another time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.